Hey, this is Ryan, and I just was having this in my car and decided to call my own voicemail and record it here. So, if Twitter, for example, is supposed to sort of mirror the real world, you know, that graph between people of who you think is important, who you want to pay attention to, you could say the same for Facebook or any of these other social networks. Then here's a thought that I don't know how we have sort of a construct to sort of map is when you're at a party and something really awesome happened about 5 minutes ago, you would ask one of your friends at the party and you would say, "What just happened?" But when you're on the internet and something awesome just happened a few minutes ago, you would say, "Show me the link to that. I want to actually witness it happening." But just have it happen a little bit later. So, why is it that we do that on the internet? Just because we can? Just because our friends are too lazy to repeat it back to us? What is it about the link structure that makes us want to point to the real thing instead of hear it through sort of the filter of our friends, which is how we're used to hearing everything else in the entire world is through somebody else's mouth in their own voice or through their words or whatever it happens to be. If you weren't there, you have to hear it from me instead of actually experiencing it. That's my thought for the day. So this has been Ryan Price. You can find me on the Twitters at Liberator minus the last vowel, or ryanpricemedia.com. Thanks.